Clear Channel is a big radio company. It employed a DJ named Star in New York City. Here's what this guy said. Go.
Yes, I've disrespected your seed. Where does this kid go to school? I got $500 for that information. If you didn't hear me, I said I would like to do an R. Kelly on your seed.
Okay. So this vile individual, who again works for a major media company in this country, has a feud with another DJ on another channel in New York City and wants to attack his four-year-old daughter. But that's what an R. Kelly is. Okay. So he asked his listeners to tell him where the little girl goes to school and offered $500 for that information. Now, the guy's been fired. He's been fired. Okay. But he wasn't fired until a local New York politician brought it to the media. Clear Channel didn't fire him the moment he said it. They kept him there. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is a very troubling aspect of American society, extremely troubling. It started on the internet, where you have a bunch of people there who assassinate people, say vile things about people, threaten people every single day. Then it morphed into radio. And you know who these people are. I don't have to name them for you. You know who they are. Where every day they just spew hatred, vitriol, defamation on the radio. And now it's in cable television. It's in cable television. You got a couple of people on cable news programs that do this every night of the week. And the big companies that employ him are the companies that should be held accountable. Okay? Now, if you are a famous person at all, you cannot sue. If you have any notoriety at all, if anybody knows your name, you can't sue. And if you do sue, then you empower the person who's attacking you. You see, you give them more publicity. You know, when that vile Al Franken, that disgusting human being who's failing in every way he can, the Air America just lost their New York City affiliate. When he attacked me in his book a couple of years ago, News Corporation made a mistake in actually trying to sue the guy. And, of course, that helped his book sales. Now, his last book, Bomb, nobody bought it because we all ignored it. So that's what I'm saying to you. If you give these people any publicity, if you mention their name, if you take them to court, then they prosper. That's what they want, these assassins.